We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
Welcome back, Reggies, to another Punch show. We're two blokes tonight who could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Tommy's off camping, I think. Well, he's doing something. I can't remember.
You maintain your 100% attendance record.
100% attendance record. Yep, fucking oath. you'd be second now, surely.
Yeah, I think I missed three or four shows while I was in Europe. Barbary slotted in for one of them.
Yeah, true.
So that's anyway. One ginger out, one ginger in, so maybe that makes up for it.
Yeah. Before we get into it, gamble responsibly, please, everybody. Massive shout out to Bluebet. I don't know if you've noticed our hats that we've got on running in the last few weeks.
Been running the baggy regs.
Not for the punt show. We've got the Bluebet hats on. Download the app. Start punting with the True Blue Aussie bookie.
Fucking oath.
They're battlers just like us.
Oh, yeah. They're just the underdog of the punting game. So get on them because we love underdogs. Australia loves an underdog.
Let's see how we went last week, Quino. Because I reckon it'll be a bit longer than fucking it was the week before.
Give old Luke Smith the honours.
Yeah, give him the honours.
Let him go.
Fuck yeah.
I hope he nails this.
Me too.
Reggies, how are we, gentlemen? It's the OG listener from down south in Mexico. I've been summoned by the great G1G to partake this week on behalf of the listeners. We'll up the ante a little bit and go a nine-leg multi. We will go to Carlton 25-plus over north, Curnow to kick 3-plus, Mackay to kick 2-plus, Cripps to get 25 or more touches, Fisher to get 20 or more touches. We'll go Geelong 25 plus over the Poos and Wees, a.k.a. Hawthorn. Cameron to kick 2 plus, Hawkins to kick 2 plus, Warhol to get 25 or more touches. That multi there for the nine legs, Bluebet is giving us $27.54 for.
So exciting.
Because I don't know, a tissue each way for me.
Yeah?
Yep. Ooh. Yep. I don't know. I just can't go past the tissue's Flemington form
good
and
shit,
distance.
Brother.
So I'm going to go $2 a win at $6.50 and 3 units a place at $1.85.
Nice.
I am going for the reigning Australian Cup champ, Cascadian. So you boys know I love the good old from blue. And the big standout for me is its 2,000-meter record compared to the rest of the field. I still think he's got it and can get it done even later on in its career, so I'm going the 3 units on it for the win.
G'day, Reggies. Let's go. Group 1 Racing.
G1P.
2,000 meters. Flemington Race 8. Number 2, Cascadian. Racing. Last couple of races, it's been fucking prime. I'm going to whack 3 units on Cascadian to win.
I'm staying with the same theory, boys. I'm going to go something that I think will win.
Yep.
I'm going to have all my units on it, Flemington Race 2, number 3, Midtown Boss. It's his time. Great, it's got to be his time.
Easy.
You're getting that. $3 as we speak. Yeah, I'm going to have 5 units on him. Nice little return. Get us back in the winner's circle. 5 units at $3. Flemington Race 2, number 3, Midtown Boss.
Woo! That was some great
printing.
That was
printing. Good, wasn't it? That
was fucking good. Luke Smith with one of the great AFL multis.
Yeah, and the listener's off the mark, but not only that, they're in the lead.
Big time.
Straight up in the lead.
One fucking multi and they've taken the lead.
One swing and they're back in the
positive. Soon as that like fourth quarter started after the Lightning play and Warple came out, I think he had like, it was a 1-2 play, 3 touches, bang, got him over the 25.
Yeah, what about Fisher for, I think, who's he play for, North?
North, yeah.
He, there was 30 seconds to go and he did the old handball or kick and then run around, get it back, have another kick and got it into 20. Just.
I reckon Luke's down there and he's got a bit of inside information on that one. Yeah. A few brown paper bags for the boys.
Yeah, but I think the key here is that we never doubted him once.
I never doubted him once.
No one. We didn't say one bad thing. We just knew that it, pretty much knew the bet was a good thing. Yeah. So we'll always back our own in, didn't we, anyway? Yeah. I think.
Pretty sure we did.
I'm pretty sure.
I never said that I want to scrutinise him like he scrutinises us.
No.
That was never said.
I didn't give him one bit of curry at all.
I'll tell you what, this cunt would want to be fucking squeaky clean.
Yeah.
As in,
he'd
want to fucking speak so well and have it all laid out, or I'll fucking roast you, cunt. Because all you do is just go, after every episode. Love your support, but you'd want to nail it, cunt.
A few moments later.
So give him the old 2 swipes.
Nah, fuck that. You can just listen. If he wants to be a fucking clown, then you can just listen.
Imagine if he pulls it off now and Grover's just rubbished him.
I haven't rubbished him. I just said we'll post 11 leg multi. Yeah. At this price, go and listen.
Yeah, yeah.
The 11 leg is a fucking Hail Mary. If you pull that off, that's ridiculous.
1 minute later.
You know what he's done, though, is he's gone the fucking Groper each way by going, oh, look, I'm no good. I'm no good. I'm rubbish.
Started with it, then finished with the Groper. Fucking. Oh, I can't pump for shit, so I thought I'd like the post to be the punter.
I wonder if he'll say the same thing.
I'm thinking, it's not like we've just plucked you out of thin air, cunt. You like the post to be in the draw.
Yeah.
Now on your Lukey.
Righto, good stuff.
1 hour later.
That was another little jab I had to have at Luke just quickly too. He's gone on, in 2 of his bets, he's gone on the Carlton North game, which starts at 3 o'clock Friday. So get on quick. Is it going well? Is it going well?
Is this still a jab? Get that in you.
You dirty cunt.
I'll put the fucking fart.
Yeah.
I'll put someone here.
That's how good the listeners are going. Fucking listen to that.
Never doubted him once.
Not once. That was all confidence and backing, that whole clip. Fuck, that is funny. He just stood up to the podium when he had his chance, under probably more pressure than any other listener yet, and he said, fuck yous, watch this.
Yep.
Good on the bloke.
Proud of him. Yep. Proud of him.
Now he gets his chance again.
Knew he could do it. Yeah, put up the poll and said, what do you think of if someone gets a win, they go again?
Yep.
And I think everyone agreed on you got to get a certain amount of units back.
Definitely.
But I reckon if you get a 10-unit profit, you go again. So
that's a good idea.
10-unit profit. So not 10 units back because you got to spend 5.
That's right.
So you got to get at least 15 back for your 5 that you've spent.
Yeah.
And then
it has to be circumstantial. You've got to get the tick of approval from everyone.
Yeah, just because – I don't know.
You come on and back $1.10 favourite.
Well, that's what they were saying. I'm like, if you do that, everyone's just going to rip you.
Well, that's right.
Anyway. Yeah. So, if you get a 10-unit profit, you can have another crack, I suppose.
That sounds like a great idea.
Someone put up a thing in there yesterday saying, like the post to be the punter, just helping you out. And then when I said, what's happening, tried to say that he was trying to bait me.
Yeah.
No, you fucking weren't, cunt.
I saw that too and I was like, you can use that as an excuse, mate, but I think that was...
No, you weren't. You fucked up. But it's all good. We all do it.
Yeah.
The champions.
The champions.
The champions.
Champions.
So, Lukey's up again after a mammoth 52-unit return in the championships. We put the leaderboard up today, which was fucking...
It was a rude shock for
not,
me.
Not good viewing for Groper, but in the championships.
I tell you what, if it wasn't for Cascadian, I would have been sitting there today miserable looking at that.
Yeah, the big cat.
That's put me like plus 13, I think, in the
What about
G1.
G1P? Just that was, plus 90.
I knew he was up there, but plus 90, I just went, fuck off, man.
Yeah, he's that going
is,
well.
He is going very well.
I think he's... He's tipped four out of the last five winners.
Yeah.
Something that's such stupendous like that.
He needs – but, you know, punting, the tide comes in and out. He's not going to be up there forever.
That's right. That is exactly right.
I'm keen to fucking chase him down too, actually. Yeah. Think I will this weekend.
Yeah.
Not
copy.
Entirely this weekend, but chip away one weekend at a time.
Copy. Well, let's do what we did last week and start with L. Smith.
Yeah.
For the listeners – he's got, I think this goes again for another 3 or 4 minutes. So
he can have his stand.
I imagine it's fucking.
Can he go back to back?
A few large legged multis.
Yeah, and
coming
a few
up.
Rippings into us.
Yeah. Oh, well deserved.
Yeah, definitely deserved.
Reggies, it's the OG listener from down south in Mexico. How are we, gentlemen?
Good.
What a weekend, eh? With Easter break, it was great to see some family. Have a few drinks and watch some football too. Couple of matches and they happen to go the right way for the listeners. So it's official. We're on the board. Just so happens to be that we went from last to first as well. So that's an absolute bonus. Even though might have copped a bit of flack for how many legs and stuff like that. But guess what? It won and we're on top. So get fucked.
Fair.
I was also a bit surprised that didn't even get a mention for Captain of the Week. Like, fuck me, I thought that was a bit stiff. Two blokes that you're talking about, they both lost in their sport, but, I guess putting your team on the shoulder and going from last to first isn't that great of an effort. Or maybe it was just the competition that I was up against. But anyway, bit of fun. We'll roll into it. Yes, they're going to be multis, and yes, I'll stick with the footy. Won us some money, or some units, I should say. So we'll roll with it again. And like I said last week, throw enough shit, hope something sticks. Two units, Sydney versus West Coast. 12 legs. Yes, I don't give a fuck about what you say. I will go as many legs as I want. Well, and this week, I hope that they get printed just for the listeners to get on and follow.
Well, no, can't get on.
Sydney, 40+. Amati, McDonald, Papley, all to score 2 or more goals. Yo, Blakey, Grundy, Warner and Goulden and Kelly, all to get 20+ disposals. Lloyd and Heaney to get 25+ touches. Bluebet is giving us $14 on that one. Heaney has been in awesome form this year, but watch him fuck me on that one. Two units, Saints versus Richmond. Again, a 12-leg, same-game multi. Saints to win, 1-39 points. Sinclair and Taranto, 25-plus disposals. Steele, Wanganang, Millera, Ross and Bolton, all to get 20 or more touches. Hill to get 15+, and then Higgins, Memory, Bolton, and Kaczynski all to score 1 or more goals. Bluebet is giving us $13 on that one. And yes, Groper has done the math right. There is 1 leg left. However, I am having a bit of a reduced swing. This one's only for 8 legs. So Brisbane to win by 25+ points. Port Adelaide to win 1-39, Sydney to win 40+, GWS to win, Saints to win 1-39, Pies 25+ points over the Poos and Wees, Roosters to win, Dolphins to win, Bluebet is giving us $40.22. So see how we go with that one, boys. Hopefully I can keep the listeners up on top again. It was just great to see and probably... better that I finally managed to get a recording past Quinny. But, have fun, boys. Stay safe.
Well, there you go.
Where's the
ripping? I fucked up. I thought he was a fucking Richmond supporter for some reason.
Oh.
And then he's just
who does he support?
Tipped the Saints. I don't know. I think he lives near Geelong, so.
Yeah, he didn't include Geelong, if I heard correctly. He didn't include
Geelong.
He's gone Geelong
that big multiple. One at the start, Sydney v West Coast, which I guess he's
That's
just,
kind of fair.
He's assuming Sydney is just going to hammer him, yeah. Which is fair.
Like, they're 12 legs, but you'd think, oh, 12 legs, holy fuck. But if you're not a usual AFL punter, it takes a fair few legs to get some value.
Yeah.
It, you know, goal scorers and disposals, it's
yeah.
usually $1 to $2 if there's something safe.
And what I was meant to say before we heard that is no cunt, I didn't see one fucking bet slip from the listeners posted of the multi that won.
Yep.
You know why? Because it fucking started at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon.
I think I saw some like comment in the RLC saying he had a little print from it. But there was no...
So one comment, didn't see one fucking...
No proof.
Didn't see much of anyone getting on. So good work, guys.
Good on you for, you know, getting the listeners up there. But does that show that you didn't have much of a backing?
No one backed you.
Your mates didn't have your back.
I reckon this week they might.
Fucking oath they
this
will.
This week they might.
Yeah, and he's stuck with what he knows because why fix something that's not broken?
That's fucking right. We'll print the eight-legger.
Yeah.
You can listen to the episode.
The other two will stay with it. Not just being shitty. It's like, that's a lot of work for young Gilchrist.
No, it just fucking doesn't fit, man.
No.
It's all right. You just got to listen. That's what we're here for, to listen.
That's right.
Don't cheat and just go to the Instagram
Listen
post.
To us, and then if you forget, you can look at the Instagram. That's just a reminder.
Fuck yeah. Well, I'm going to have a crack.
What do you got, mate?
There's none of it. I actually do have a multi.
Ooh.
I do have, but it's only four legs though. But first off, does Big Buffalo River just fucking get to the front and win this week?
You reckon?
I reckon. Nice, cheap, easy lead in front at Caulfield, which is a leader's track.
Mm-hmm.
It's his favourite track and trip, 1,400 metres, gate one. He loves leading.
What's the odds?
Does he, $4?
Ooh.
Does he just get out and win? I reckon he does. $4
It's always
great.
Up there for the place as well.
Mate,
so.
He's been competing with Pride of Jenny, Mr. Brightside, all preparation.
Yeah.
Now he drops back against this fucking pack of nobodies.
That's right.
And $4.
Time to shine, you reckon?
Stop it. So the Big Buff, four units on the nose, $4.
That's a great pickup.
Get on.
That is actually a great pickup.
And then I'll have a multi because they never work and I love wasting units. So Caulfield race 4, number 6. Peace Treaty got an absolute fucking butchering by Jamie Carr last start. Doesn't draw well again, draws out wide, but hopefully can slot in and gets a place for me at $1.85 a place. Into Caulfield race 10, the lucky last of the day. Number 12, Far Flung, second up. I backed it first up. It'll get back, but it looked like it was going to win first up until it eventually looked like it got shot with 100 metres to go. But it's fitter now to 1,600. Needs a place, $4 a place. Into the Cowboys 13+ against the Titans. Speaks for itself.
Yep.
Into the Canberra Raiders to beat Parramatta on Sunday night.
Ooh.
Multi's paying $20.25, and I'm going to have one unit on that.
Fucking hell. So, other than the $4 place, that is some great value. You're getting $20.
I'm getting the value's the $4 place.
Yeah, I like that, mate. That is some great punting.
Yeah.
You've gone well with the...
Hopefully big.
Well, you come close, but calculated multis. Like, I always tend to look at a multi and I just go, he looks like he'll score, sure. You've actually done a bit more research.
Yeah, the calculated research has really paid off.
It can backflip sometimes. So with that, like we say, multis are just fucking hard and shit, but I'm going to go
for Luke Smith.
Yeah, he just gets AFL multis. I'm going to the Saturday Rugby League. I've got a four-leg multi spread across two games, two of the big games this weekend, in my opinion. The first one is Bunnies versus New Zealand. Now, I've tipped the Warriors on Tuesday, and I'm backing them in the punt as well. I don't think the trip's going to be too hard for them. Plus, a core will have 500 fucking Rabbitohs fans there anyway.
Big sellout.
And RTS has been in some fine form, so I'm backing him to get over again. And then my last two legs is Manly versus Penrith. I think Penrith will get it done, even at Brookie.
Oof.
Another player who's been in fine form has been Isaac Tungo, and I've got him anytime as well. So that's paying $14. So I'm chucking three units on that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've got another multi. It's just a two-legger horse multi. First one. It's coming at Caulfield Race 9. I've got First Immortal for the win.
Oh.
Second up here. It's coming off a great win in the 1600. Now it's going on to the 2000. It's proved in the past it can fucking do it at this distance. And it's all class. I think it'll be way too good for this field. My second one is Randwick Race 9, Zardozi to win. So the recent winner of the Oaks looks good this trip, and I was beaten a couple of weeks ago by Orchestral and Tutta La Vita.
Mm.
I don't think that changes much, though. She's proven to get it done at the 2500, so can definitely get it done at the 24 compared to some other horses in this race that haven't really been challenged or raced at this distance yet. Riff Rocket will probably be up there, but I think Jamie Carr just continues her great form this year and gets the win. If you multi them two wins together, you're getting $10.80. So I'm doing that and placing my last two units on it.
Love the First Immortal bet. Yes. I may have that in another segment coming up. So
nice.
Zardozi, that's a good bet. She won the Derby last year.
That's right. Yep.
So, but so did Riff Rocket. He won the boys one. She won the Oaks. He won the Derby.
Yep.
So, they're good bets.
I'm pretty
that.
Confident on
and
that.
And you get $10 for them.
Yep.
Beauty.
That's right.
Here
from Tommy.
You got that's the Australian Derby, race 9 at Randwick.
Yes.
And then race 9 at Caulfield. I don't know what it is. It's a bit of a nothing race. Yeah. But yeah, big day at Randwick.
Fucking
Four Group
hopes,
1,
man.
Doncaster Day, TJ Smith. It's going to be a fucking ripper first day of the championships.
Racing.
But these championships, need to hear from Tommy.
Sweet. I reckon we'll do that and then your dog will be running, mate.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. Perfect. I've already got it up here.
Yieldy.
Righto, lads. Kicking off the championships. I just want to say, Lukey Smith, take a bow, son. Well done, bro. Good punting. You've got the boys off to a flyer. You're actually in the lead now, you grubs. Let's see if you can keep it going, mate. Look, I'm in a drought at the moment, boys, and I'm desperate to get back in the winner's circle. I'm going to kick things off with a three-legger. We're going Dolphins versus Tigers first up, and I think this will be a high-scoring game. So I'm going over 42.5 points. Then we're going Cowboys versus Titans. I think the Cowboys win 13+ because the Gold Coast are just shit. Yes. Then we're heading Penrith versus Manly. Taruva is scoring tries for fun at the moment. I reckon he goes over for one. So those three legs put together gives you $5.68 thanks to Bluebet, and I'm having four units on that. Now, look, I'm having the biggest swing I've ever had on the show with my last unit here. I'm going to try pick a try scorer in every game starting Friday night. So here goes my seven-leg try scoring multi.
Wow.
We're going Dom Young, Kalen Ponga, DWZ, Isaac Tungo, The Hammer, Jeremiah Nanai, whichever one he goes by, Xavier Savage. That's paying $211.24 thanks to Bluebet. Fucking get that up, yeah.
Fuck, that's huge.
Now that'll change the fucking game.
That will flip it on its head, man.
That will change the game. Oh, that's prime.
That
I love that.
Prime.
His first one's a good bet.
That is.
Very
smart.
Good bet. And then you listen to some of them try scorers and it doesn't sound that outrageous.
It doesn't, but to have
for it all to
line up in one weekend is fucking going to need a miracle.
Right. It is sheeting rain at Maitland at the moment. Maitland, race 12. We've got a dog number 9 who's got to start because there was a scratching in box 6. I don't even know the cunt's name. I've
Blind Ambition.
It. Blind Ambition, that's it. Loves the track and trip.
Ooh, does.
Absolutely loves the track and trip. There's a only issue is there's a one dog paying $2.80 in box 1, my favorite box. Loves the track also, sired by Fernando.
Ooh,
the he's the danger. He is the danger. But the thing's never won from an inside barrier. The closest barrier to the inside that the number one has won from is barrier 5.
Ooh.
Box 5, and he's out of box 1. So we're on number 9, Blind Ambition, out of box 6. Come
on. I'm keen for this one.
They're loading in. They're loading in, and like I said, it is sheeting. Look at it. Looks glorious
there. They're
just going
to be skipping across this mud.
Here we go. Green light.
Green light. Come on.
Just be close. At least get close. Ping? Are we pinging?
For barrier 6, eh?
Yeah. Oh, I can't see it.
Oh,
he's pinged.
It's leading.
He's pinged.
Oh, and it's got the inside.
It's slow. Oh, the 8's fucked him.
Oh, no. This is ugly.
Are you kidding?
This is ugly.
That was the best start we've ever had.
It is. It's not even in a terrible spot.
It's going to run fucking third. Oh. Fuck. How did that happen?
That was our best start yet.
Did straight it slip out the fucking or something? Gate. Must have slipped. Anyway.
Had the inside as well.
Kettle head. Just one. Fucking oh, that'll be a fucking good clip though. Gilly will be able to clip that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that will be prime.
With the race in the
we go down again, round. But it's a segment that's here to stay.
That was good. That was good. I'm happy with that. I don't mind when it's fucking – at least it was a good there was, start.
It wasn't a just
– I wonder what's least happened there.
A chance.
Wonder what has happened.
We'll have to watch the replay.
He didn't have good his fucking analysis. – he wore his rubber spikes, not his
steel. Oh, I should have had the steel studs on.
Oh, righto, let's move into the B1, B2.
B1, are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
How good's the stinger? We've got a couple of good friends of the show. TBR actually had two winners, took two runners to Townsville yes. today, and they both won. So
good
shame,
on the bloke.
It's a shame it wasn't, sorry, today as in yesterday for you guys listening. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Townsville races, took two runners there, they both won. Shame it wasn't Friday, you know, because so then he would have tipped them
that's
to
right,
us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's all right. And then, yeah, the great TJ Barbary. We've got the TJ Smith this week. Maybe there'll be a TJ Barbary one day. You never know. They're going head to head. You saw the leaderboard fucking yesterday. So, yeah, let's hear from the B1.
Still very close between
yeah,
the two.
Yeah, it is.
Reggie's TBR B1 here. Look, nothing to write home about last week, although Barbary's new tactic is to have his horse scratch and gain 5 units. You know, if that's the way he's going to run, then I'd say he's going to be B2 for a long time yet. Looking forward to Saturday's racing. I've come up with a winner at Eagle Farm, race number 9, number 8, Rising Pacific. Look, this horse is second up, steps up to 1600. Tony Golan, Jimmy Orman, what better combination can you have in Brisbane? That'll be me for 3 units to win.
Oh, yeah.
Then with my last 2 units, I'm going to go a place multi. We're going to start off in Melbourne, race 8, number 2. Off to Sydney, race 1, number 7, and race 4, number 1. That's a place multi, the 3-leg multi with 2 units. Good luck, happy punning, and remember, the Moya, the fucking Moya.
Glorious.
That is glorious.
I love that. When he does that, goes the bang on the snot of something. Yep. I forgot Barb's got scratched.
Yeah, me Saturday. Too. That fucking caught me. That.
And it wasn't even a the horse, like it was abandoned.
Well, yeah, the race had too abandoned. Much fucking rain.
See it run on Wednesday?
Oh, did it?
Astero, it run, yeah, Wednesday.
How'd it go?
Run second. Barb's tipped it to us. He said, oh, it's running today yeah. after Saturday. So I got on it, only on the snot though. That's all right.
Still a good run
That's
from
all right. Let's hear from him.
Big girth.
Reggies! Well, hope everyone had a great Easter weekend. Obviously, not the results we were wanting in the boxing and all the rest of it. Tell me the alpha bloke's curse is real.
Don't flatter
him. Anyway, I just remembered after I said that, you're not going to fucking be there tonight anyway. All right, B1, I'm coming this week and I might even get back in front. Obviously, my selection out the gate last week as Doomben races were called off. So I'll cop the 5 units and I'll move on. This week yeah, I've got a best and I'm having a multi. So here it is. Eagle Farm, race 6, number 3, Flag Hall. This son of Star Spangled Banner is bred in the purple. His mother was a 3-time group winner herself. He's trained by a legend in Lead Friedman. He's 1 win and 1 placing at the venue. 1 from 1 at the trip. 1 win and 1 placing from 2 goes second up. Draw nice and soft in barrier 4. You'll take a heap of beating. And at $3.30, I think that's an absolute gift at the time of recording. I'll be having 4 units on him. Eagle Farm, race 6, number 3, Flag Hall. 4 units straight out.
Ooh.
And with my last unit, like I said earlier, I'm having a multi. A 4-leg place multi. I do think all these can win, but I'm playing safe. Caulfield, race 6, number 2, Legacies. Caulfield, race 9, number 3, First Immortal. Eagle Farm, race 7, number 19, Majestic Boom. Eagle Farm, race 8, number 2, Dark Dream. $22.87 for the 4-leg place multi at the time of recording. I'll have 1 unit on that. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
Well, nice. You know next week he's going to cop it from this week's B1 about copying him with the place multi
yeah.
now.
Fucking oath. He's taking his formula. Just wants to be him.
And you can't talk because moving into the next segment.
Yeah, well,
group one segment.
Taking a page out of Pedro's book. It works.
You're almost fucking absolutely off-hand nailed it.
Claire, photo for third.
It looked like it got it.
That's what I, watching it, I was too focused on Cascadian and doing a backflip outside my house. So I didn't, I saw Vaundeclair coming in, the orange.
I was about to go off because obviously a tissue got the place.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got my units back at least because I had two the win, three the place. Yep. And then as I watched the first replay, I just bat the dummy and walked away from the TV because it looked like it got it. And I just went, you're fucking joking me. Because the tissue looked the winner at the top of the straight.
Oh, it did. It was fucking Cascading just worked its way.
Oh, it was a great ride.
The run just battled through the crowd great and then just peeled on the outside.
Ben Mellum, take your hat off. Yeah. He's been praised for it all week. So absolutely. It was a great ride. And Jenny Stiff, I mean, she, what a race again, but.
Just fucking got an
just
engine.
Just keeps kicking.
Just got it's an absolute fucked. Engine on it, man.
Every race she's in now is just like, I don't get annoyed at it because it's awesome to see because not many horses can do it.
Fucking no.
So
way.
It's awesome to see, but it's like just race fucking properly.
Yeah. Why do you just lead and just stay so fucking fast for so long, man?
Yeah.
Different breed.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Punters are rallying around the Group 1 winners.
The Group 1. And there's another Group 1 success.
You just know the drill. Every week we've got a Group 1. We're going to have a crack. All of us, everyone on the show. And then on the days, like this weekend again, we've got four Group 1s at Royal Randwick for the first day of the championships. We're just going to pick one. We've rotated through. Yep. We're up to Rocket. Rocket got the pick, and he's picked the TJ Smith.
Ooh.
The race, people around my age will know it as Chautauqua's race because
a bit before my time.
The three wins in a row, all from last, just hammering down the outside. Wow. The third one was fucking ridiculous. That's the only one that I actually had money on, and it was unbelievable. There's been a few videos of all three of those replays getting around this week just because it's TJ week. So if you haven't seen them, get on and watch them because what a racehorse.
I think I'll have to because I haven't seen them.
Yeah, and then probably people your age will know it as Nature Strips race because he also won it a few times. But boring, led and won.
Yeah, it just
Chautauqua
was too good.
Fucking come from the
made
clouds.
Made it interesting,
every time. Darren Flindell's call of the third one is fucking elite, man. Because
as soon as we wrap up here, I'll watch
it. He doesn't even see him like as a threat to win until the last probably 100, maybe 50 metres. So it's awesome. It's elite viewing. So the best sprinters in the land are going to line up. It's a cracking fucking TJ.
It is fucking tough to pick, man.
Can Imperatriz go to Sydney and match it? Wet conditions, it's definitely going to be rain affected, but you just don't know how much rain. They're expecting anywhere up to 100 mil of rain during Friday and early Saturday. That has to come into it, obviously, but you just don't know. Like, what if they only get 40 and it's a soft six?
Yeah,
or
what if they get 100 six. Could have a klutzy 8.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a very big difference.
They could get 120 mil and it'd be a fucking klutz 10.
That's right. And if you're just basing it purely off the weather, you could be back in a fucking $50 just is a mudslinger.
Yeah, exactly. And then next thing, no rain, it's a fucking.
And we just don't, I don't trust any weather until I see it.
I know. So it's Thursday night. Yeah. It's a bit hard. But I've tried to sort of hedge me bets on that there is going to be rain affected track, rain affected going.
Well, this is what will make it even more impressive if you can back it on Thursday night.
Yeah. And you just got to back the weather in here because 100 mil is a lot. So if they get that, it'll definitely be a klutz track. So I wish I wins first up. Well, we're going to have a look at the blue bet market here. I wish I win first up. That is just fucking unreal to me, going first up into a TJ.
Like, yeah, that's not an easy race
to start in. You won't see that too many times, I don't think, is a horse going first up into a TJ Smith. You think it would have had at least one run. And then we move down. We've got who would have thought after Private Eye almost knocked Imperatrix off first up 1,000 metres at Flemington.
Yep.
Who would have thought it would – obviously it's gone flop, and now it's $23.
They're in a race harsh, where
it, you thought it would have been fucking close.
All it
to
takes
favorite.
Is a couple average runs and everyone just forgets it has it's been class. Shit. Yeah. But
Marzu's the fucking clear – to me, he's the clear heavy form, heavy track form horse and always runs well in these big group one races when it's wet, and it always seems to be fucking wet at the championships in Sydney.
That's right. And even someone like Coal Crusher – has not been that bad. And you're getting $61 odds.
Well, I like him. I like him. He's coming up.
Everyone, you look in this field and there's so
Cylinder
much.
Cylinder won a Newmarket a couple of weeks ago and is $29 or something, isn't it?
$34 right now. That is fucking wild.
It's crazy, eh? You can just see how much that weight swing in the Newmarket was affecting.
And even, like, you see those odds and you go, okay, well, Imperatrix should be a fucking $1.50. No, $3.60.
Yeah,
right
you're getting
now.
Nice. That's because of the class of the field.
Yeah, it is going to be a fucking great race.
Cracking edition. 15 runners. It's going to be great.
Who do you like, mate?
Now, I am having three bets on three horses because it's fucking too hard.
Spread it around.
I'm going to back Imperatrix. I'm laying I Wish I Win. I'm writing it off because it's first up. So. They've come for him though. The money's sort of come for.
Well,
it's
10 cents
which
off
is a bit,
being the favourite.
Bit scary, yeah. But I'm going to back Imperatrix. You can't knock a champion. This is the first time I've backed at this prep, so I think the price now is backable.
Who'd you back in the Newmarket?
I don't think we had a bet in the Newmarket.
Oh no, we didn't. I just backed Imperatrix personally.
So first time this prep, I'm going to back her just because she's. $3.60, which is obviously the best price you're going to get. So I'm going to have two units on her. That's sort of the one to get me money back if that happens, you know.
You fail safe.
And then I've got two units Espiona. Nash Rawilla on a Randwick track in big group ones in the wet just does shit.
He just does shit.
Like took Think It Over all the way to the outside fence a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Gave up lengths and ended up winning. The other, on Think It Over Again, when he beat Fangirl, went up the...
Yeah.
Cut the corner, you know. He's fucking smart. He
produces magic.
Group one races. So, and third up, Chris Waller. This is her grand final. And Chris Waller fucking just does shit when it's their grand final. So two units Espiona. And then I'm going to have a fucking crack at Coal Crusher.
Ooh.
One unit Coal Crusher the win. What if he just gets a lead in front on the heavy track and they can't get him because they're all on the treadmill?
Yeah, that's true.
He's got the blinkers on, like gear change, blinkers on, so he's going to be, you know, tunnel vision down the straight, won't wander around, find the fence, maybe wins, loves the klutzy 10.
Yeah.
$61, one unit. Okay.
Buck.
That's what I'll do.
It's tough.
Espiona, you're getting $18, and Imperatrix, you're getting $3.60. So that's how I'm going to spread the units.
I like that. It's because it's such a tough race, rather than, I know it seems ironic, but rather than dipping my toes in everything, I'm just going to fucking throw all my five units on one, and for me it has to be Imperatrix.
Boom.
The only race it hasn't won in the near past has been the Newmarket, and I will honestly put that down to Cylinder having 6 kilos less.
And pulled up with a
elevated
heart rate or something, heart arrhythmia or something.
Had something going on.
And
so
still performed like
still
that.
Still performed in second, like so close. So I just can't go past it. 1,200 metres is its perfect distance. Opie Boston on board. Everything just looks like it should win.
Yeah.
Does well in the mud as well. Like there's a lot of horses in this race that do, but if you've got the fucking probably the best horse out of all of them, I've got to go with Imperatrix. So $3.60, and that'll probably fluctuate until it jumps.
Barrier like six,
all
too.
Five units. Yeah, barrier perfect. Six. That is drawn perfectly for this.
Well, the only the thing with I Wish I Win is it's drawn barrier four, which is ideal. Mm. So the last couple of big races, so he only had two starts last prep.
Yeah.
And both times drew fucking barrier one. which is horrible for I Wish I Win because he gets back. He gets back to near last. So he's actually drawn a barrier here, which is good for it. It should just be a cracking race, man. I can't wait to watch it. Tommy?
Yeah, yeah.
TD?
Righto, lads. Group one racing. The boys have told you where we're going, so I'll just kick things off with what I'm going, and I just can't get my eyes off Imperatrice, lads. All five units on the snot. I just simply think that this horse wins, although I'm going to have a little groper each way on number 11, Sunshine in Paris. No units on it. Just wanted to let you know that I think it may win. Righto. Indoor.
Wow.
That is
so
good.
He'll be down on the fucking table if he loses, but he'll have a bit of a moral win there.
I reckon he'll fucking go off if it wins. Oh, like,
yeah.
As in.
Yeah, he'll be mad at himself.
Pissed off, yeah.
Fucking oath. Oh, should have just put at least one on it, mate, if you were that confident of the groper each way.
Yeah, fuck me. It's a bit silly.
Are we labelling the groper each way as you're not actually putting any money on it? It's just, it's a moral. Moral each way.
I don't know.
I think that's what it's got to be.
I don't know how we fucking come
about that. So it's just you saying don't be surprised if this other team wins.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going, yeah, look, I'm backing them in, but don't be surprised.
It took probably twice to happen, and then we went, oh, the old great
each way. Yeah, I love it. It's prime.
That's good.
Right, let's hear from the old boys.
Yep.
Yeah, we can go Keats first.
Yeah, go to the Keats.
Reginald, the TJ Smith over 1,200 metres on a forecast wet track. What a great little lineup this is. There's only one horse winning this race, should have won the Everest and is classes above these, especially in the wet at Randwick. Been off the scene for 6 months, but is loaded with ability. Number one, I Wish I Win, out of the Moody Coleman stable. J-Mac will need to be right on cue from barrier four and ensure he doesn't get boxed in when the whips are cracking. This will be a scintillating performance, guys, a real head turner. So follow me in here, Reggie Punters, all five units on the beak. Number one, I Wish I Win. I took $4.20 yesterday personally, but this horse should be starting favourite as far as I'm concerned. Until next week, happy punting and stay safe.
Glorious. Can't knock it.
No,
can't knock it.
All you can really knock is that it's first up.
I just wish it had had a start, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's right. He should have won the fucking Everest, but he drew barrier one. Mm-hmm. Righto. Who, Pedro?
G1P.
G1P, man. What's he
on? Hey, Reggie's righto. TJ Smith Stags Group 1 racing this weekend. Well, there's no horses that have just fully stood out. Obviously, there's some fucking great horses, but trying to find one that just makes me jump on it. The weather's going to be flogging down. By the time this race comes along, it's going to be really chopped up. But Imperatrice, I'm struggling to go away from it. For some reason, I'm on a roll. I've got some units up my sleeve. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to stay away from it. I'm going to jump on. I Wish I Win. Three units. Them units easily could have went to Imperatrice, obviously. But I'm going to give it to a Wish I Win. J-Mac aboard. And with 2 units remaining, I'm going to go private eye to place. It's I think that's paying about $5 to place, maybe. So we'll get some units there, hopefully. It likes a wet. But, yeah, flip a coin, boys. Not an easy one. But Sunshine in Paris, I did love it until I realised the weather. And it would have paid beautiful, but I'm going to steer away from it this time.
It's a few each way.
So, see how we go. Group one racing. Cheers, boys. Attack.
Okay, so now he said that I Wish I Win will win.
I know. I'm pissed because we've just given it absolutely no hope that G1P has tossed up and gone it.
Honestly, I should just fucking... Should I just take my licks, finish second, and just listen to his bet every week and copy it?
He finished second, yeah, because you can't
catch
him.
Yeah, just can't catch him if we both keep winning.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't mind that.
I don't mind the private eye bet, man, because it's a fucking good horse.
It is.
It's just like you can't, I don't know. What, like...
$5.50 to place too.
Is it just it's had a couple of stinkers and now you got to just keep giving it a
11th.
Chance?
Last race, so it's like...
Yeah, but they've been really bad runs too. There's been no bad luck.
Yeah.
It's just, anyway. Good on him.
Can't just knock it, can
you? Fucking I Wish I Win. Why couldn't he back Imperatrice?
He literally was like, Imperatrice. Nah, I Wish I Win.
Nah, I'm going to go this one. I'm going to win on this one.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I Wish I Do Win this weekend.
I Wish Imperatrice Win.
Righto, let's hear from Rocket.
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rocket's Ruffy's raring to go. Group 1 tip this week is Randwick Race 7, the James Squire TJ Smith Stakes. Tough race, but we're going Horse 11, Sunshine in Paradise. 4-year-old bay mare, she's got a 57% win rate, 100% place rate. She's in form. Let's go 5 units on the nose. Ooh, at yeah. $8. Jump on her, stay hard.
Nice.
I thought
nice.
After he said the 100% place.
So it's hard because
he was going to go each way, maybe.
I think G1P said he was worried about the weather.
Mm.
But it's never been tried on a heavy track.
So it could just come out and just be an absolute guru.
It's had 2 goes on a fucking jarch and 2 starts, 1 win and a 3rd.
Oof.
So it's like you just, it could be a mud skipper. You never could. Know.
Yeah.
Don't know. So yeah, love try. It. Love the bet. And it was awesome first up.
I very love that good. We're all sprinkling it around everywhere. Yeah. These are the group ones we love. Because when we started this segment, it was kind of clear-cut favourites for a few weeks there. But yeah. We're building into
there's only
autumn.
Been one that we haven't won as a show.
Yeah, no one has actually yeah. got the winner, yeah.
Yeah. Righto, and I think it was Jenny of all horses.
Yeah. now looking back on that now, we went, what the fuck were yeah. we doing?
Yeah, righto, button.
Reggie's TBR here for the group one this week, the TJ Smith. Look, it's a very competitive field, this field. I think there's many chances across the board. I'm going to go with Espiona. She's been my...
she's sailing.
You know, I've tipped her before in this segment. And look, I think she's a very good horse. Needs a little bit of luck because she gets back. But at the odds that she's at and how far back I am on the leaderboard, I'm going to go with her 2 units the win, 1 unit the place. And with my other 2 units, I'm going to go a straight first 4-1-10-11-8. That's right, Imperatrix to run fourth out of the placings. You heard it here first. TBR out.
Has he yeah. just backed Espiona as his major bet and then
put it second?
Put it second?
Yeah, so I wish I win.
Espiona. Sunshine in Paris.
Yep, and then Imperatrix.
Imperatrix. A straight first 4. Fuck me.
He loves it. He's the only bloke who gets on here and does it.
Yeah. Fucking is there any what's his theory?
Oh, the fucking
fourth last start inside 9.
Yeah. I want to genuinely know, Barton, if you're listening to this next week, give us the origin story for that. Where it come from? Would you wake up one day and say, I'm doing that?
Like, he's definitely won on it once, obviously.
Yeah. Man. Or yeah. was it stowed upon him from his grandfather or something? I need to know this, man.
Yeah.
Righto.
B2.
Righto, boys. The group one TJ. Didn't really know where to look here. The forecast in Sydney is quite worrying. And if they get the deluge of rain they're expecting over the next 2 or 3 days, don't be surprised if this meeting gets pushed back a week. Peter Vallandi isn't scared to make these calls, and they're 2 biggest meetings of the year, day 1 and day 2 of the championships. He'd want them run in the best conditions possible. So I did have a look earlier today. There's a benchmark meeting in 3 weeks' time, so it wouldn't surprise me if they get a shitload of rain, he won't push it back. But anyway, I think the horse to beat, no matter what conditions come up, is definitely I Wish I Win. He won this race last year on a bog track, and Moody may have just pulled a masterstroke not starting him against Imperatrix in Melbourne. No knock on her as a favourite, but all her wet track form was back in New Zealand against a lot easier grade. And I just think I Wish I Win's been set for this for way too long. It's obviously been his target for a long time. Moody will have him, in the words of Keto, peaking. So I'll be having 3 units, the win, I Wish I Win. But his stablemate down the bottom, Chain of Lightning, does worry me. She made a very impressive return to the winner's circle last start after getting conditions that she'd been deprived of for a long time. And like I say earlier, with the track expected to be wet, she worries me at $26.650. So I'm going to have a unit each way on her as well. That's 3 units straight, number 1, I Wish I Win, and 1 unit each way, number 14, Chain of Lightning. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
I love the variety.
Yeah,
it's no one awesome. Else, including myself, even thought about Chain of Light.
Yeah, well, I was going to mention him at the start and say, you know, he won last week and here he is paying fucking whatever he was paying. Big odds.
Big odds.
But the race last week obviously was so much weaker.
The field was a lot
weaker. But anyway, yeah, no, I like it.
Boys,
fucking good.
Just quickly, if and you will be punting with Bluebet this weekend and you like myself and Gropes, you like Imperatrees and Tommy, top two, they're offering a special promotion paying $2.50.
$2.50 for top two Imperatrees. I think you've got a max bet of $100, which is plenty.
That is, you're doubling more than your fucking money.
Absolutely. They cleaned us up a couple of weeks ago because Stormboy ran third.
Yes, they did.
So,
but honestly, I fucking like this and I've got a feeling as well as putting it first myself.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just a little fail safe because I can't see it not being up there. A lot of people probably can't see it not being up there. So
yeah.
Even if it gets beaten on the snoz by a $51 roughy, which is a very fucking high possibility in this weather, second place just $250, yep. Max bet $100.
Yeah.
Get
You're
on
taking
it.
That.
Get
You're taking
them.
That. Good old blue bet, eh?
They love it.
It's like, it's a bit worrying because are they going, oh, well, we'll lay Imperatrees again like they did Stormboy though. When they give you these things, it's like they're going, well, we'll take it on, you know.
Yeah.
We think something else is going to win.
Are they jinxing us?
No, they're not. They're great. They're great.
They love
Blue They've Bet. Done well. They cleaned us out on Stormboy and everyone else. Let's get them back, eh?
Yes, let's get one
let's
back
get
for us.
Let's get them fucking back. I think it's limit to the first 600 bets too, so.
Get on it.
Get on quick.
Get on quick.
I wonder if that's, if Volandis would do that, like Barbs is saying, push the meeting back.
He doesn't seem like a bloke who would do that. The bloke who brought rugby league back in the darkest times in the world and put it as a first sport back.
So no, but the weather. He's talking about the weather.
I know the weather, but I mean as in he seems like a bloke that would just say, we just do it.
Just do it because there's too much.
How does he find time in his life to do anything?
Has gone on.
Yeah.
It's like all these horses have been prepped into this day.
It's a huge race.
You can't fucking.
It's not like last weekend, not a.
No, it's a huge day.
Yeah.
Four group ones.
That's what I mean. I'm not like knocking Doombin at all here, but you can call off a race meet like that. You can't call off four group ones.
They wouldn't have called it off Doombin Cup Day if it was like that.
Oh, fuck no.
Or fucking Kingsford Smith Cup
That's
Day.
Right. Yeah.
Like a group one day. So
this has. You just got to fucking. I think they'll. He can't call it off.
Nah, he'll be right. He'll get there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old boys versus
the young guns.
Let's move in to the old boys, young guns, my favourite segment. All six of us have our 5 units to spend, but it's everyone's, as you've seen on the leaderboard, it's everyone's return.
That was a rude shot.
Added up. Yeah, we're getting hammered.
Yep.
So basically.
You're in the positives, aren't you?
Personally, but
personally,
it's
yes.
a team
It
thing.
Is a team sport.
We're getting fucking
it's a team
hammered.
Sport.
We're winning, but we're getting hammered.
Yep.
So. I think we're winning on minus 50 units.
That's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're the better of the shit.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm just going to stick with what we've been doing. You two have been having a bit of a swang.
Oh, I am again.
And I've been chipping away, getting a couple of winners on
nice.
The board.
Keep
so
doing your thing, mate.
We've talked about First Immortal. Yes. In race 9 at Caulfield, looks a better the weekend, and I'm actually glad a horse like Carini is in the race because otherwise First Immortal would be very, very short.
It'd be under $2, I
reckon. It's short enough already. He's $2.90, but if we have 5 units to win, there's a nice little return again for the young guns, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Gets that return. You can swing away. Carini, this is a G each way because Carini gets the blinkers first time, and that's the oldest trick in the training manual. Blinkers first time, it sharpens them up that much. But that's why I think you're getting 290 about First Immortal.
I like that a lot.
So up to 2,000 metres, draws a perfect barrier, barrier 4, fucking 5 units, $2.90. And I was a bee's cock off going to fucking Sydney and backing Stormboy at $2.60 because I think that is value out the
year
as well.
One race and then you get the good value.
But I just will not do it until I see him not miss the start. again because he missed it horribly, and that's why he lost the race.
And it never usually does that.
Yeah, he sort of half missed the one before. He didn't miss it, but he half did, and that's why I stayed well away from him in the in the Golden Slipper. So until I see him not miss it, then I'm not going to bet on him.
But well, I'm glad you've gone first Immortal because I'm very confident on that bet.
Yeah.
It's good. It's like a three-man scramble what we do. It's like you tee up, punch it down the fucking fairway.
Four-iron punch down the middle.
Tommy and I rip out the big stick and we go with what I'm about to hit now. Randwick Race 8, the Doncaster Mile.
Slice.
Now just... This one is going, nah, mate, this is 300 dead straight.
300.
Lady Laguna.
Here she is.
Such a close second last time out to V8, and it was rising to the 1,500 metres there, and the way it ran home was so fucking strong. It's one of those races where you watch and you just go, oh, an extra 100 there probably would have won. And guess what? This weekend, you've got the extra 100 because it's 1,600, obviously, the Doncaster Mile. I think it's just Laguna's to win. I'm not ready to count this mare out at all. The weight on its back is just making me drool. 51 kilos. Toppy's 57.
Yeah.
It's not bottom. There is a bit lower. You got Celestial Legend and another Will, 49 and 50 kilos.
49, man. That's with gear on.
Bro, I don't understand how a grown adult can weigh fucking that little.
Not many of them can.
That's why they're the best in the business.
Not many of them can get down that low. I don't think you'd ever see J-Mac or someone at 49.
Like, do they genuinely cut weight like fighters do to get to this shit? Do you reckon?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like intensely, like
that would like be, all the time.
Yeah, because one weekend you've got to be 53 kilos, and next weekend they want you 49.
Yeah, like, they'd all have a base, but when you got to ride 49.
That's insane.
That's with boots and fucking all sorts of shit.
Yeah, that's
shit
like probably 42 kilos just bare. I weighed that at 8 years old, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but another Will is drawn the absolute car park, so that's why I've held off it a bit. Laguna's drawn a 10, which I think is perfect because she'll hold off the middle and just peel out straight home. $10, boys, for the win. Throwing confident 3 units on her. And then for my last, we've got a 3-leg NRL multi. I've done a bit of diving here, and I think I've found...
Springboard or...?
Nah, just straight off the fucking damn wall. I've found some great value. Raiders playing the Eels on Sunday night at Canberra. I've tipped Canberra to win.
Ah, good.
So I'm backing them in the multi at $1.80. But this is my little bit of research.
Here we go.
Sounds a bit peculiar, boys, but... Danny Levi has scored 3 tries so far this season.
He has.
Because he just loves diving in.
Yeah.
And every time I put a multi on just personally for a Raiders game, I go, oh, why is that cunt scoring? I never fucking back him. So you know what? I'm doing it this time. Because I think the para forwards will get lazy around the ruck close to that line, and he just loves the old white line fever. So he will just barge over. So you're getting $5.50 anytime for that. And even if you don't back my multi... That's just personally, just put it in there. Trust me.
Right.
I honestly am that confident on it, and it feels weird to say that for a hooker.
Get on Blue Bet and fucking back him in.
That's right. And Mike Acevo made his return last week, and he just loves barging over and eating meat pies. So I'm backing him too, and that'll be paying $13. And I'm putting my last 2 units on that.
Okay. I see what you've done. So you went Raiders, Levi. Do that if you don't want to include Acevo. Is that it?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Righto.
Pretty much.
Side note, Danny Levi in another life would have been a bikey / drug dealer.
Has to be, man. Look at him.
Or he is still. Yeah. Like, yeah, who knows?
Little fucking side hustle during his footy career.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. We didn't do the me, us, like each other.
Oh, sport, yeah. Man.
I reckon we go Tom.
Yep. I was a bit excited.
Yeah, fucking who cares? We just run the show, so we do
it is
what
our
we
show,
want.
It's not theirs.
Righto, lads. Old boys versus young guns. Let's go. I'm changing it up this week a bit. I'm just going to go right on the fucking snot of a pony. So we're going to Eagle Farm, race 6. Number 3, Flag Hall. I'm not even going to tell you anything about the horse. Have a look yourself. Bounces. It should be paying about $3.40 to win on the snot. 5 units. And with a cunt with the name of Boris Thornton on board, this thing I don't think can physically lose. Get into it.
Big Boris. That's that was one of the B1 or B2's tips.
Yeah, in one of their multis.
I think it on the snot.
Was it?
I think it was B2.
I think it was too, yeah.
Barbary.
Yeah. Barbs is back in as well, so that's good.
That could be huge.
Bit of copying going on.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I'd have known that. Because he's gone the fucking 4-iron down the middle too.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but 5 units on it.
Oh. The communication wasn't there.
No, it's fair enough. He's not here.
Fucked it. Yeah, anyway. I could just have a swing. Change
mate,
it.
Mate, well, it's your fucking show. Nah, we won't. Stopping you.
I'll leave it. I'd like to get another. That'll be a 20 unit or so fucking.
Oh, we'll get a nice
that's
boost.
Without you.
If my, honestly, if fucking Laguna at $10 and this multi, one of them doesn't get up, man, I'm going to be spewing.
The Laguna bet last time was for this segment.
That's right.
Lost by a snout. Mm-hmm. And you had 3 units at $12.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me. That pisses me off. It should have won.
Yep. And it's going to win this weekend.
Let's hear from Keats. Speaking of, actually, he might have this. Dad, you can be hold.
If you aren't watching,
because
the hole was operating.
He went to the WA Oaks and backed that fucking $26 roughy. Let me just get the name of it because Keto, Flash of Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, I had money on it. I had it in a little multi, the place, and then had some money on the nose. Should have won. Should have won. The jockey just got outridden slightly. Like, it had the perfect run, and instead of – he just was off the ball for that split second.
Yeah.
And the eventual winners come around him from behind.
Oh.
So he had to, like, wait, and then he got the gap and fucking flew home. And it's like, just got outridden because if he had appealed – when they
a bit more ambitious.
If he had a, and I'm like, fuck that was a great bet. So, Keto's
and he's done it before at $31. So
yeah. So we've got away with one.
Oh,
we have got away with
fuck.
One. Because he had 5 units on that. Yeah, 26s. So we got away with
fuck
one.
Fuck for that.
Let's hear from me,
Reginald. Old boys are peaking this week. What are we, 7 or 8 runs into our campaign, and we're ready to fire. We should honestly be bathing in hundreds of units from last week, but let's move on from that. Keto's blue bet old boy loves the Doncaster Mile, and I could have made a case for 10 of these winning, but I've been waiting for this horse to get to the mile third up, and hopefully the rain comes as expected, so Kovalika can blow them away from back in the field. At the juicy odds of $20, 4 units to win Kovalika. I'm also having 1 unit to place the Johnny Sargent runner number 24, Palmetto, at $30 the place, mind you. Well, there you have it. Kovalika destroys them on Saturday, and a much-respected trainer of mine in Sarge to run a place with Palmetto. Happy punting. Come on, the old boys.
Did I not say off-air that I like Kovalika in the fucking Doncaster?
It's just one of those names where you just recognise it and you go, oh, why is that paying so much?
Third up, Chris Waller, grand final.
Yeah.
Shit!
Is this one of the first times in the Old Boys and Young Guns segment that we've gone a direct, like, head-to-head in the same race?
Oh.
Could be.
Could be. Nah, I've been up against him before.
Have you?
But we both just shit the bed.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck me, even if Laguna wins and his little place bet there.
$30 a place.
He'll still print more than me. Which will just do my head in. We'll be even if Laguna wins and that gets a place.
What was that cunt called?
It's number 24, he said.
Oh, it won't. Will that even. Is there 24 in? Yeah, there is.
Fuck, it's a big field, eh?
There's emergencies in. I thought that was 4th emergency. That cunt. So
hold up.
He might have said if it gets a start. I just missed it if he did say that.
Yeah, I missed it too.
I don't think he did.
No. Oh, there also might be 24 runners in it, but I thought there was 20 and then 4 emergencies in case of scratchings, which there's very likely to be because of the weather. So anyway, I could be off my head there. Let's hear from G1P, who is actually minus fucking 40 in this segment.
Oh, he sucks in this segment, which is kind of good. Like, if there was one for him to suck in, I'm glad it's this.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, no, g'day, Reggies. Well, Pedro has been letting my old boy brothers down.
Yep.
Struggling at the moment. to give us a winner. But shit's about to change. Let's go this weekend. We've got a six-leg AFL Super Saturday multi. So I've got three games on Saturday. I've got two legs for each game, so it gives us a six-leg multi. Let's go. Got Logan McDonald, two or more goals for Sydney. Errol Goulden, 25 or more disposals. Into the Carlton game, Harry Mackay, two or more goals. Patrick Cripps, 25 disposals or more. Into the Cats game, Tom Hawkins, two or more goals. And Tommy Stewart, 25 or more disposals.
25.
Ooh. It's a very doable six-legger. Thanks to Bluebet, that spent around $10. So I'm going to whack the 5 units on that. So
it's good betting.
I can attack. Cheers, boys.
That is good betting.
I like his goal scoring one. If there's, it's risky going to fullback for disposals, but in a game, it'll be close between Geelong and Doggies. Mm. So that's when it's a good time to sprinkle in the best fullback in the game for disposals.
Yeah.
Because if it was just a fucking landslide, if it was Geelong versus West Coast, you're not going to put Tom Stewart.
If it was 20.
10, yeah. 25 is a fair bit.
25 is a lot, but yeah.
Man, I like that. When he said six legs, we were like, hey, he's done it again, but two per AFL game.
And yeah, that's very not doable. Bad. No, very, not very bad, doable. Oh,
see how Rocket goes. What's Rocket got?
Punters, Queenslanders, old boys first, the shoe shiners. Randwick, race 3, horse 2, Wits End. Talented Kiwi in a strong stable. J-Mac on board. He'll go one better than his last start. 5 units at $6 to win. Jump on him, stay hard.
That's lovely betting.
That is great.
That
betting.
Is lovely betting. And I betting forgot from
he
was going
to, he had the name for us each week. So the shoe shiners, fuck, that caught me off guard.
The shoe shiners, I like that.
That is good.
That is gold. Oh, well, that's fucking all
that's
we got.
That's all, yeah.
Perfect. Good little show.
It was.
Don't forget, gamble responsibly, set the deposit limit, all that fucking stuff that we've already done, of course.
And when you are gambling responsibly, do it with Bluebet.
Yeah, they do. App. I'm backing the Reggies in that they do bet with Bluebet.
Yeah, just a little reminder if you haven't started.
Yeah. Get your account going because you're getting $250 for Imperatrix to run top two this weekend.
That's an incentive if you're not with Bluebet.
$100 max bet. And I mean, a few years, your one unit bet would be more than $100. But for most people, it's up to $100. So fucking get on the app and get on that.
Fucking oath.
Righto. We'll wrap it up there and we'll see you fucking Wednesday morning.
Hooroo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.